Track 18. Student's book, page 46. Catch them young.
You want children to learn languages, computer skills, play the piano, or become good, honest citizens? Any educationalist will tell you the simple answer. Catch them young. You want children to buy your products and to develop brand loyalty? The answer is the same. In 1997, children in America spent or influenced the spending of $500 billion, and the figure is certainly much higher now. But far more important to the advertisers is what they will spend when they are adults. The kids we're reaching are consumers in training, said Joseph Fenton of Donnelly Marketing. Kids spend 20% of their lives in school, so it is no surprise to find advertisers turning their attention to the classroom. What is rather more surprising is to learn how far advertisers have already gone. Over half of American students receive free covers for their textbooks with adverts for snacks and breakfast cereals. Many teachers use educational materials that are paid for by big business. Mathematics worksheets with Disney characters, for example. Students who do better than others in their studies are given vouchers for free pizzas, burgers, and French fries. Many school cafeterias serve and advertise brand name food. Schools also sell advertising space in school corridors and toilets, on the side of the school bus, and school websites. Probably the least popular form of classroom advertising is Channel 1. 8 million American teenagers have to watch a 12-minute program every day. This contains 10 minutes of news and 2 minutes of commercials. Not everyone is happy with the growth of classroom advertising, but it is almost certainly here to stay. The biggest problem facing most schools in America is a shortage of cash. Taxpayers don't want to pay more, and other fundraising programs don't raise enough money. Advertising is not just the best way to raise money, said one school head. It's the only way.